Dow hovers near new highs. What have I told you? If you want to make the most of the market, you better get down on your knees and pray. You're about to meet one of the hottest fund managers around who makes all of his investment decisions based solely on his religious beliefs. He's coming up in just a minute. But first, we're asking money guru Dave Ramsey if that's a smart idea. We're joined by the inimitable radio talk show host and best-selling author right now. We're simulcasting on Dave Ramsey's radio show as we speak. Dave, good to have you.
Well, it's good to be back, Neil. Thanks for having me.
What do you make of this? Invest in your beliefs, profit off of them, too.
Well, they certainly, it makes sense, and I think this particular fund manager you're talking about is doing this based on Muslim beliefs and the
right.
Quran, and there's been a good track record with that particular fund. The folks have done it with Christian beliefs as well. There's a fund out there called the Timothy Fund that's done
right.
very well. But as you know, socially responsible funds as a group have not done well. And so you've got to be very selective and very careful with it as you go forward. And no, there's no sin in being involved in the other funds. But you know, if you're thoughtful about it and you watch what you're doing, it certainly makes a lot of sense.
Let me ask you, you're a very religious guy. You're also a very successful businessman. And do you have to make decisions in your business career that might contradict or compromise your religious beliefs?
Well, I get that opportunity often, but I don't make decisions that compromise my religious beliefs. I'm a Christian, and if I'm going to do something that violates that faith, then no, we're not going to go that way. You know, for instance, I don't borrow money. You know that. You and I have talked about it.
That's
and
right.
So if a decision takes me that way, then we're not going into debt. But certainly on integrity and on ethics issues, I think a lot of people of faith, of various faiths, share those kinds of values.
All right, but a lot of people shared, when I remember, Dave, a great faith at Enron and believing that it was a whole new paradigm and a whole new type of company, and they shared a faith in what they thought was honest, upright management, only to be hoodwinked and fooled and penniless later. So how do you do this? How do you do the right thing thinking you're doing the right thing?
Well, in terms of picking the stocks for one of these kinds of mutual funds, they've all got screening processes, and they decide we're not going to invest in a company that has pork involved, or that has, in the case of the Quran, has usury involved,
right.
where there's a bank and those kinds of things. So they go that route. In the case of something like the Timothy Fund that I mentioned, they're very careful about issues of pornography. Is there anything being published at this publishing company that we're buying stock in that would qualify as pornography? And they look at those kinds of things, and hey, you know, treating people right, doing the right thing, it turns out that's a good business plan.
All right, real quickly, people are getting giddy about these markets again. A lot of them are investing on margin, borrowing money, essentially to make money. What do you say?
Well, that's always been a bad plan, and we've followed them up and we've followed them down for many decades, haven't we?
Indeed.
Investing is a long track record thing. The tortoise wins the race every time I read the book.
Well, if the tortoise wins the race, I have a good shot. All right, Dave, always good seeing you. Thank you very, very much.
Thanks.